Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hey guys, happy Friday. I'm so glad you're here because I have so much to share with you, like some really exciting things that I came across this week. And I've never done an episode like this. And Monday, I just needed to clock the hell out. I was so mentally drained. I mean, I just couldn't deal with the world. And I'm sure you've already had a few of those days, right? So on a Monday where I'm usually producing back-to-back shows, I just clocked out. I didn't answer any emails. I barely answered my phone. I didn't talk to that many friends where normally we're like FaceTiming for hours throughout the day. And I just needed to be clocked out. So do you want to know what I did? The first thing I did was I researched this cloud coffee. Now, if you're new to the show, I just want to let you know that I am the most high-maintenance iced coffee drinker out there. I'm very specific with my iced coffee. And if you've been listening for a while, then you know this. Okay, so on to my story. So cloud coffees are like all the rage. They're all over TikTok. They're all over just everywhere online. So I needed to do my investigations. I'm like, I feel like switching up my coffee. And it is iced, so that's why it was okay. So basically, you need to use instant coffee and regular sugar, and then you add a little bit of hot water and you whisk it with a wire whisk until basically it kind of looks like a meringue consistency for like a lemon meringue. You then put that over a glass of milk. So I use almond milk over ice, and I always use these ice cubes that are like for parties. And I've always used them for travel. So all my friends' kids call them my rainbow cubes. And I've just always used them because there's also like zero room in our freezer to make any more ice. So, because we're so stocked up. So I actually used one tray of ice. I was like, today is a special day. I'm going to make this damn cloud coffee. So I actually had instant coffee from my travels. And I used Pilon, which is a Colombian espresso. It's super strong. I love it. But I didn't have sugar. So I just added my iced coffee that was already made for the liquid. And I whisked it. And I put tapioca flour because I didn't have anything else that would help whisk it. And it actually worked. So I know that's so strange, but welcome to my life. I was like on a mission to make this happen. So I got out the wire whisk and I went crazy until it made like this froth like consistency. And then I poured it over the almond milk or the ice cubes. And that is a cloud coffee. I'm going to post my version on my Instagram stories after I finish recording this, and I'll save it to my highlights as always. But if you just Google cloud coffee, there's another name, and I feel like it maybe came from the Philippines. I'm not sure. But on YouTube, I watched like a million tutorials. So basically on Monday, because I clocked out, I had self-care, I had DIY situations I'm going to get into next, and I was on YouTube for so many hours just like watching random videos. I can't even tell you the last time I did that. Probably when I was going through chemo. Not even, maybe even longer. So after I enjoyed my cloud coffee, it was delicious, by the way, but because I added my already cold coffee to the instant coffee, it was super strong. And I made it look super fancy in an extra tall mason jar. And I put cinnamon and vanilla, and it was delicious. So after that, I decided that I needed to start investigating do-it-yourself, like, spa products, right? I have all the essential oils. I have oils, like coconut oil, all that. And I'm trying not to buy a thing I do not need. Like, I'm using old shampoo I haven't even touched. Like, it's okay to use. I'm just saying, like, an older brand I would never normally use. But I'm like, nope, I'm going to use what I have. So I started looking on Pinterest. Then I went to YouTube. So I created all of these products for my spa day. So I literally gave myself like a 4-hour spa day. So I made a homemade face mask. I made homemade bubble bath. I made, what else did I make? Oh, homemade hair mask, because I have a foot mask as well that I didn't do that day. I did the next day because I was like spot out. So if you want to know briefly, and I just recommend looking on Pinterest and looking on YouTube, because that's how I got my versions, and then I just kind of like created it myself. So you want to make sure that you're using essential oils that are okay to put on topically, because one of mine was not. And I was like, why do I have this rash on my face? So I did a face mask that was aloe and eucalyptus. So it was like a tea tree, and that is for acne. And I don't really have acne, but it's great to like close up your pores and just give you that like amazing cooling sensation on your face. So that was my face mask, aloe and tea tree oil basically, and it was amazing. What did I do next? Okay, so then my hair. So I've always done a hair mask with coconut oil, but I have Manuka honey that I have to have like 3 or 4 times a day to help. I have 2 hernias right now. And so when I use the honey before and after every meal, I'm not in pain. So that's why I have the honey. Well, apparently, if you put the honey with the coconut oil, it is like night and day hair mask. Like, no joke. I've always used a coconut hair mask. Adding the honey, it almost feels like I have a new head of hair, like clarifying, like no product buildup. I don't know if it's because I have very expensive honey. This Manuka honey is no joke, but something with the honey, and I kind of want to research this. There's just so many properties that the honey has, like antibacterial, it helps with inflammation, but like it's on my hair. Like, what is it doing with my hair? So with that mixed with the coconut oil, it was insane. So I left it on for like 30, 40 minutes because I took a bath while it was on, living my best life, put my French jazz music on, lit a candle, and I don't have bubble bath. I only have salts, all my bath salts, but I really wanted bubbles. So here I am with my face mask, my hair mask, and now I needed some bubble bath. So the way that I created the bubble bath, I didn't have glycerin, and all of these recipes included glycerin. However, I just did it without, and I do this with food all the time, and I want to share a snack I made with you too. So with my bubble bath, I did olive oil, a little bit of coconut oil, a little bit of hand soap, which is all natural, and so it's okay like for the body. And what else was in there? You could do baking soda as well. And what else did I do in the bath? Oh, essential oils. I did eucalyptus and lavender. And that's it. So it was, with all the glycerin. So you can just mix in a mason jar a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of coconut oil, the soap, your essential oils, honey, you're good to go. It was so relaxing, especially with the oils. But I legit got like tons of bubbles. I was so excited. So thank God I have like extra soap, because, you know, those things are limited these days. So I created all these products that I used what I had, and I highly recommend doing that. Thank God I have all these oils because they really add like a nice luxurious experience. So once I took like literally the longest bubble bath ever, I was going to read, and I brought my book to the bath, and I didn't even read. I just had my music on. I even fell asleep for like a couple seconds. Like, I was just so mentally drained. And if you're a mom listening, please do this for yourself. You will thank me later. And so after a bath, I don't know about you, but I always take a hot shower after. So I did that and I had to shampoo my hair twice because of the oil and the honey in my hair. But then I gave myself a blowout. I mean, I took out the round brush. This was like seriously the longest spa day experience ever, except for when I like actually have a legit spa day. So one of my friends called me and she's like, "Oh my God, your hair." I'm like, "Yeah, I got a blowout. And she was like, "What?" I'm like, "The round brush came out." I gave myself like a legit blowout and it was all like perfectly like rounded under. And I never wear my hair like that because, to be honest with you, I look like a news reporter from the 80s. Like, it's just not my thing. But I felt like doing it. And then I washed my hairbrush with baby shampoo. I washed all my makeup brushes with baby shampoo. If you do not know how to clean your makeup brushes properly, please message me on Instagram and I will send you a video. Because baby shampoo or MAC brush cleaner is honestly the best thing. I've had makeup brushes for 15 years. That are still in flawless condition because that's how you clean them. There's a very specific way, especially if it's real hair, that you want to wash them. And you never want to have the handles vertically because the water will go into the wooden handle and then they're going to break. So if you want to keep your brushes in a really good condition, and honestly, like I've had these brushes traveling for years, I mean, 15 years, and they're in the best shape. So just send me a message on Instagram and I'll send you a little video how to do that. Baby shampoo is by far the best, but in between, I would recommend doing that once a month. But then in between, you want to use brush cleaner. And you can buy the one from MAC. I think it's the best by far. And when it gets halfway down, you actually can dilute it with water. So one bottle, you can actually turn into two, which is great for the price. I don't even know how much it costs now because I've had mine for so long. What else did I do? So I want to share a snack that I made. So a lot of you are messaging me, asking me about my meal preps and like what I'm eating and all of that stuff. So honestly, I'm eating the same thing. I've been getting like extra snacks and now I'm just like over them because I'm eating them all. So I'm not going to be buying pasta anymore, that's for sure. But I'm eating the same thing. Like breakfast, I always have my juice and my protein shake, and then I either have, this week I had salad, and then I have my stir fries and my soups. I always have a soup. And since it's been raining all week, like I always want soup. So that's what I've been eating. But there's a lot of you that are baking. And by baking, I mean baking all of the time. And I would love to enjoy in that shenanigan, but I can't because I don't want to have all these treats around me. However, I did want to make something that was like chocolatey and healthy. So a couple of my friends have been baking like nonstop and I'm like, oh my God, I can't even take it. And I even got a delivery. So, and it was so good. And just with all the sugar and then going back to mine, it's like so different night and day. Oh my God. So I made these gluten-free, sugar-free, vegan, dairy-free chocolate truffles. They look like meatballs. I'm not kidding. Like a black bean meatball, but they're a dessert. And actually the only sugar that's in there is from the coconut flakes and the manuka honey. And so if you want my recipe, it will be on my Instagram and you can see what I'm talking about with the cloud coffee and this chocolate dessert. And it's super healthy. You can even add protein powder and chia seeds if you want it to be like a protein bar. You can make them into protein balls. And it didn't take that long. And they're actually a no-bake dessert, which is even better. You don't even have to wait for the damn oven. You can just mix all the ingredients, create the shape, and put them. You could even put them into like a glass, a square glass, one of those like 8x8 glass pans, and press them down and then put it in the freezer and then cut squares. That will work too. But I just made them into like truffles. So that was fun. That was something else I did. And now I want to talk to you guys about some of the shows I've been watching. So I'm not sure if you've been getting the ads from Quibi. And that stands for, well, Quibi is short for Quick Bites. So they are a bunch of series that all got launched with Quibi, which is the network that's on your phone. It's an app. You can download it. It's free the first 90 days. After that, you have an option to upgrade to $5 a month or without the commercials. I think it's like $8 or $9, maybe less. I know it's cheaper than Netflix. I know that. So the first 90 days, it's free. And I was curious what kind of content they had. So I went on, and I can't remember if I've said this before in a show, but I literally haven't slept in like a month. I have crazy insomnia. Nothing has helped, like nothing. And it goes in waves. It's super annoying, but it's just what's happening right now. And a lot of people are struggling with it too. I have edibles. I have NyQuil. I have all the oils. I have all the meditations. I have wine. I have everything and nothing works. It's just, it is what it is at this point. So I was up to like almost 3 a.m. watching these shows on Quibi because they are so good. So I highly recommend. And the thing is, each episode is under 10 minutes because it's a quick bite. So, and it's formatted for your iPhone, for your mobile device, not your computer. I actually don't even think you can look online. It's only for your phone. Oh my gosh, you guys. Okay, first show is called Nikki Fresh. And this show is with Nicole Richie. And I don't know if you remember her way of speaking when she was with Paris Hilton on her show, but oh my God, it is so hilarious. I literally cannot remember the last time I laughed so hard, like over and over and over again. And it's just, she wants to be a trap star. Well, she is a trap star. She becomes a trap star. And by trap, I mean trap music, but a parent trap star. And she is trying to save bees and the earth. And then at the end, she does something. I don't want to give it away, but at the end of every episode, she does this like full-blown production of something. And it is so hysterical. Every episode, even when her dad shows up in one of the episodes, I think it's like episode 3, about her bees. But that show is so funny. So you guys have to watch Nikki Fresh. I just watch 2 episodes earlier, so there's 6 episodes out now, so that's like an hour, a little bit less, to binge like all of those episodes because they're all on under 10 minutes. And then what's another one, Gone Mental with Leon, I forget his last name, but he is a mentalist and he can read your mind. It's absolutely nuts. That show was so mind-blowing. Thanks a Million is another one where different celebrities are involved, like J-Lo and Kristen Bell and one of the Jonas Brothers, I forget which one, and they receive $1 million. They pay it forward and give it to, well, they're given the money to then specifically give it to somebody that stood out in their life, that's inspired them, that really needs it. So they give it to them, and so they surprise them with the funds. And then the catch is they have to then continue the gratitude. So give that cut of money, $25,000, to somebody else. I cried every single episode. It was so good. What's another one? I Promise is all about LeBron James school in Ohio. And was it Ohio? Yeah, I believe it's right outside Cleveland. And they started filming that 2 years ago, and it's all about his public school that he opened called The Promise School. And it was really, really good. What's something else? Oh, Punk'd is back. That made me feel really old. Chance the Rapper's hosting it. If you remember Punk'd from MTV, it's the same. And there's another one called Shape of Pasta that I'm very intrigued with, especially because I ate a ton of pasta last night. And I haven't watched that one yet, so I'm excited about that. And there's a bunch of other ones. Those are the ones that I've watched at least 4 episodes. And they're so good, you guys. So if you're looking for options other than Amazon Prime, Hulu, and Netflix, and Disney Plus, there you have it. Download Quibi. It's so good. And speaking of Disney Plus, I watched some movies on there. I watched the original Parent Trap with Hayley Mills. By the way, that movie is so long. It's almost as long as The Sound of Music. And I can't remember the last time I watched that because it's been years, at least like 15, 20 years since I watched that. And it was just so nice to see like an old movie. So if you want to watch older movies, you need to go to the vault section on Disney Plus. And then I watched Lily Tomlin and Bette Midler in Big Business. I think that movie came out in the 70s. And then I watched 3 Men and a Baby. I mean, can you get any more old school than that? It was the best night. I watched them all back to back to back because I'm up all night. So that's what I watched. And those were so fun. And what else did I want to share with you? TV, my spa day, what I'm eating, what I'm drinking. Okay, now I want to talk to you guys about how I'm saving money and what you can do to start earning and get some passive income coming in the door and save just like me. So I told a number of people my strategy when it comes to buying groceries. Now, I just want to say it's just for myself. I don't have children. I don't have a family. So when I'm buying my groceries, it's just for myself. But I've only spent $100, not even $100, on 4 weeks of food. Actually, as of today, because I got a delivery from Big Lots today. So I've spent probably 90 something on 4 weeks worth of food. Like, I have it down to a T. So I wanted to share a couple things with you guys. First of all, if I'm like craving delivery and I really want to support other small businesses, I use DoorDash, and I'm going to leave you guys all of my codes so that you can use my codes and my links. If you don't have these apps I'm going to mention right now, if you don't have them already, you can use my code and gain more money when you download and receive more money so that you can cash out earlier and put more money towards the things that you're buying for yourself and your family. And it's just a great way to save money, to be honest with you. So when I want delivery, I use DoorDash. So I'm going to drop that one in the show notes. And all areas are different. So you can use DoorDash, you can use Grubhub, you can do Uber Eats, Postmates, like there's all different, but I just always use DoorDash. So the next thing I want to share with you guys is how I get my groceries. So I think I mentioned this on a previous show, but the way that I ordered my groceries was through Shipt, S-H-I-P-T. And I have a code for that as well. And I think you get $5 off or $10 off. No, Shipt. If you use my code, you'll get $10 off your yearly membership. So I'll have all of this again for you guys in the show notes. So I ordered everything through that app that then went through Vons, which is our big grocery chain here in San Diego. So I spent a lot of time, literally almost 3 hours, trying to figure out. My process is basically I write my menu out, and then I write the ingredients I need from what I don't already have, like in the pantry, in the fridge, in the freezer. I then have my grocery list. So I wanted to see like if it was cheaper to get at Target, if it was cheaper to get at the store and somebody bring it to me. But the best pricing comes from Shipt. I don't know why. They must have a different contract with them, with all the other retailers. So when I went on Shipt, I got all the cans, all the pantry stuff, frozen stuff, my almond milk for my coffee, like all of that. And the pricing was better. The only thing with Shipt is you need to wait a little while for a delivery date. So I think it was 2 days I waited for a delivery date. So everything will stay in your cart. You just have to keep refreshing the app to see if you get a window for delivery. So I think I got mine 2 or 3 days later. And they drop it off at your door, so there's no contact. And I just ask, like, can you call me or just text me when it's here? And they usually just send you a picture of all the bags in front of your door. And then you just go out and get it, and then you spray it down with Lysol or whatever you do. So that's how I got the best pricing on all of my food that I'm stocking up on. And then I discovered this insane app called Ibotta. And it's I-B-O-T-T-A. So this app has been around for a number of years. I, however, just came across it. So basically, any receipt you have and any loyalty membership you have, whether it's clothing online, any retailer, it could be liquor, it can be, you know, Old Navy, it can be your local grocery store, and then it can be apps. So it can be Uber Eats, it can be DoorDash, it can be Lyft, Uber, like literally anything you spend money on, most likely it's connected to Ibotta. So you can link your loyalty cards to it, or you can just take a picture of your receipt when you shop and it's going to give you money back. This app is insane. So I went down on Monday when I was clocked out, down like a whole YouTube hole. I was watching how to create my own beauty products. I was watching things on, you know, tutorials on how to get the most money out of this app. And a lot of people use it as like a couponing method, which is what I just like can't even handle. And you can even scan barcodes when you're in the market, but nobody wants to even be in the market at this point, let alone like spend any extra time. But you can use it for that. So like when we're out of quarantine, like feel free to use it and scan all your barcodes. But if you don't have the loyalty thing, you don't want to hook it up, I'm just taking pictures of my receipts. When you share this, so also when I logged in, I connected my Facebook. So then it shows me, my Facebook friends, how much money they have in their accounts. And then I hooked up my friends on her phone, and she had a friend that had over $1,000 in her account. After you hit $20, you can actually cash out. So she could have $1,000 in her bank account, but it's on her card. It's on her, not her card, her Ibotta account's in there. So that means she spent thousands to get that thousand, right? So she can use that thousand towards Christmas gifts, towards any online retailer, grocery store purchases, like literally anything, because it's in there. Or again, you can cash out, totally up to you. So with my my referral code, you download the app, I get $5, you get $5, and then the path continues to go. Oh my God, I can't talk. So it continues to move that way. So if you download with my referral code now, I will get $5. Then when you purchase, I get 10. So that's 15. I make $15 from you doing that. You then have a referral code. You give it to other people. You get $15. But then you keep adding money on top every time you shop. So it's a continuous, like a chain of events happening every time you shop with the money going into your account. I want you guys to check out this app just to even look at it, because it's insane how much money you can save and that you can even just cash it out. So this is a great way if any of you are doing affiliate marketing or anything like that. I'm actually putting all of these links on my website as well. And it's a great way to make passive income. And then something else I wanted to talk to you guys about, if you haven't ever used that app called TaskRabbit, I used them today. Well, I used them yesterday. I placed my order. And basically you can, you know, if you're looking for somebody to help you paint your house, you need a plumbing guy, you need a virtual assistant, you need a personal assistant, somebody can shop for you. There's all different categories, but I needed somebody to go get my order from Big Lots and bring it to me. So I found somebody for $20 an hour. I had a $10 off coupon, so it was only $10. So the time it took was added up to $23. So it only cost me $13 for him to bring me everything I already had at Big Lots. I paid for it because I bought it online, but then I also had another list of things I needed him to shop for me, because I couldn't get them on the internet. You needed to physically go in there. So he did all of this for me for only $13. So I gave him a huge tip, because it's nasty in San Diego. It's pouring rain. He went into the store like 3 separate times for me. It was like such an ordeal. And I'm just so grateful that these apps like even exist. And today I had therapy and I was telling my therapist about them. And she's like, hold on, spell them all out. Like, I need these for my older clients that like can't go out, you know, like they can have things delivered. So I gave her all the information I'm giving you guys right now. And it's all to save money. It's all to make money. So right now is literally the best time you could ever take my advice and do anything like this. If you have a podcast, you can run commercials on these apps. If you have blogs, you can become an influencer, an affiliate, and utilize these tools that are free. You're going to make money. It's insane. Like, I made another 30 on Ibotta just from ordering other things. I need to take a couple more pictures of receipts, but I'm like, oh my God, I can't even believe, like, this is insane, like how much money you get back. I was at Costco the other day. I got some money back from Costco from my vodka that I bought, and I didn't even know it had alcohol. So then I started doing my research. Like I said, on Monday, I was looking through everything on YouTube, and then they have like these different, flash sales or different things that you can redeem that will give you like an additional bonus. So I have to purchase a couple more things, and then I get another $20 put into my account. So honestly, I'll probably have $100 by the end of the weekend. And that's all for sharing an app, and everybody's making money. So you use my referral code, you download, you make money from your receipts immediately, and then you share your code, and then you make money from them. And then it keeps going and going and going, and we're all saving money. Like, there's nothing better than that. So I wanted to share that with you because that's just how I'm surviving. I'm saving a ton of money. I am being really strategic with my grocery list. If you guys need help with that, by the way, I'm so good at it. I'm just letting you know, like, I would be more than happy to like create a menu for you. And you know, we just like hop on a quick call, or you message me and let me know like what food you have. Like, you don't know what to do with it all. I actually used to cook on yachts, so I'm very familiar with like scrounging for things and having a lot of certain things. And it's just nice to get like another point of view. Like, okay, I have all this chicken. I have this, like, what do I do with it? And if you're not like creative in the kitchen, like, let me help you. I'd be more than happy to do that. I'll create a menu for you. And then once you have a menu, then you already know what you have in the house. Use what you have. And then when it's time to stock up again, you're only paying like one delivery fee. You know, with Shipt, if you buy over $35, I believe I spent, it's free shipping. So that's even better. And these apps are just fantastic. I've been using them over the last couple of weeks a lot, and they're just saving me money and making me money. And I'm using all the products that I have, shampoo, conditioner, soaps. I'm making my own stuff right now. I'm using all my oils and not spending money on that stuff. You know, I did buy myself a candle today, but it kind of gave me vertigo. That's a whole nother story, only me. So I'm kind of sticking, like, going back to my oils again, although I still always have them in the diffuser. I just like candles when it's, you know, damp and pouring rain, but I don't know if I'm going to try it again tonight. We'll see what happens. But the whole point of this podcast today is just to share with you guys, like, how I'm feeling, what's going on in my life, how I'm staying sane, how I'm staying healthy. And this was like a tough week because it's been pouring rain, so there's no option to even go outside, period. So it's hard, and you just have to listen to your body. If you guys are tired, you're tired. I mean, take a nap, relax. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. I have, a ton of work I need to get done. I have 6 shows I have to listen to and produce in the next couple of days, and I'm extremely grateful for all of that work. And it's just a lot of work, and I have a lot more than that I'm not even sharing, but you just need to take a break sometimes. And that's what I did on Monday. So that's what I wanted to share with you guys, like, just take a break. And if you have somebody, like, if your husband's still working, or you have a friend that's quarantined with you, or if you're all alone, wait till the kids go to bed. Just take a shower, shave your legs, give yourself a blowout, and put all the candles and the essential oils and bubble baths. Just line yourself up for a successful DIY spa day, and it will literally change your week. That's how my week started and ended, because today I did the same thing. Took another shower, shaved my legs. I ironed my hair, actually, because I wanted to see how long my roots really were. That's also another topic for another show. But I hope that you guys enjoyed my tips. I wanted to share, you know, what's going on in my life, and then my recipes. Again, if you want to learn more on the cloud coffee, on my chocolate truffles, just shoot me a message on Instagram. Don't forget to download Quibi, because those shows are so good. And also, if you're on lockdown at your house with your kids, you can actually get through a whole episode because they're less than 10 minutes. And then all the apps I mentioned, Shipt, Ibotta, TaskRabbit, DoorDash, those will be there. And also, I wanted to mention one last thing. Fiverr and Upwork. If you guys are looking for freelance work, I highly suggest creating a profile on there. I use Upwork for marketing for my company, but Fiverr, I actually created a profile on for voiceover work. I'm talking all the time, so why wouldn't I get paid a little extra for talking to somebody else or writing different scripts, just like a one-off deal? Like, why not make a couple $100? So I actually did that. So I'm excited to see, like, if I get any work from that. Just, I wanted to try it for voiceover work. So that's like something fun and exciting. But yeah, if you guys are looking for more passive income, these apps are amazing. If you're looking to save money, these apps are amazing. And then check out Upwork and Fiverr if you're looking for some freelance jobs, because there are a ton out there right now. People are looking, people are online. Like I said, like Zoom and Skype and just all the recordings, like everybody is online right now. So as a podcaster, we have to time our episodes when we record. So that's happening this weekend and all next week as well. But that was my week. I just wanted to touch base with you guys and share a ton of things that I did that just made me feel good. You know, there's a lot going on in the world and you just need to feel good. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's very different than normal, but check out the show notes. I'll put all the links to the apps there so you guys can start making money and pass it on to a friend and they can start making money and saving money. So I will talk to you guys next week. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts? I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.